Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marsha Dottin Chandler, second year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, March 30th, 1811, the Bridgetown Cage, that notorious hole for the confinement of enslaved people at the eastern end of Broad Street, featured prominently in newspaper called the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette. The paper published a letter by a Mr. Hindman, condemning the operations of the cage, and a forceful reply by the Bridgetown magistrates. Apparently, Hindman sent his enslaved men to the cage for between 2 and 10 weeks. When he returned to fetch them, the enslaved men were said to be in a deplorable state of disease that had rendered them unable to walk after they had entered the jail in purported good health. Hindman blamed the overcrowding of the cage for the dreadful situation. He argued that the cage measured just 21 feet in length and 10 feet 5 inches in width. This space usually held approximately 65 enslaved adults, but he had counted as many as 85 adults occupying the jail. Hindman stated that there was no ventilation and the enslaved were grouped together with no regard to sex, age, or health status. According to Hindman, the dimensions and conditions of the cage were comparable to the Black Hole of Calcutta, which existed for a similar purpose. The Bridgetown magistrates, charged with the responsibility of administering the operations of the cage, defended their position in a report also published in the Mercury. They stated that it had never been optional for owners of slaves to choose to send their charges there, as it was a jail for capital punishment and not for safekeeping. Furthermore, it was public knowledge that owners who had their enslaved confined in the cage had full access to provide them with food and water, regardless of whether or not they had paid the state-imposed jail fee of 4 pence per day. The magistrate's report accused Mr. Hindman of being culpable and negligent in the deterioration of his charges by not providing enough food and clean water during their confinement, and for not adequately calculating the space and oxygen to make sure the enslaved survived their stay, especially since it was he who had opted to send them there. The report also implied that he was reckless for sharing his discoveries in a less than conspicuous manner. They leveled the claims that it was Mr. Hindman's individual duty and not the responsibility of the state to adequately provide for his enslaved. However, less than desirable conditions of the cage and this contentious debate in the pages of the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette on this day, March 30th, 1811, would go a long way to secure its removal from Broad Street to the Pierhead 7 years later.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.